We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo returned to Venice with his father and uncle and servant. On arrival there, he expressed his reluctance at the idea of taking a journey to China. He stated his intentions of marrying Giuliana Vecchi and settling in Venice. Marco Polo's father was disappointed at his son's attitude. He tried to reason with him, but in vain. His uncle Matthew dubbed him a worthless young scoundrel. Eventually, Marco Polo went to Giuliana Vecchi's home, but he was deeply hurt when she told him that she was to wed another man on the following day. Stunned by the news, Marco Polo left the house, stepped into his gondola, and bade the gondolier to take him over the waterways. For hours, the gondola went on and on through all the waterways of Venice. At last, night fell, and a jeweled sky shone down over the gleaming waters, and the gondolier protested, and Marco Polo went to his home. Slowly, he opened the door, entered, and called for his servant, Benno.
Benno. Benno. Where are you?
I'm here, Master Marco. For hours I have been awaiting your return.
Where is my father?
He is in his room making ready for his journey tomorrow.
Where does he go?
He goes to Rome to tell the Pope that at last he is going to China and to ask the Holy Father for messages for the Great Khan.
So my father will go to China as the Pope's envoy?
He will. That is indeed a great honor, Master Marco.
A very great honor. Where is my Uncle Matthew?
He has retired to his bed.
Have I brought dishonor on my family, Benno?
It is not for me to judge you, Master Marco.
Does my father seek to force me to journey to China with him?
Your father is sadly disappointed in you.
He dubs me a coward, an idler.
Those are his words, not mine.
In your heart of hearts, that is what you think, Benno. Now come, admit it, man.
You are my master.
Are you ashamed of me?
I think you waste your life. You will find no happiness in marriage with Giuliana Vecchi. Oh, I beg your pardon, Master Marco. I should not have said that.
You are quite right, Benno. I will find no happiness in marriage with Giuliana Vecchi. Do you look forward to this journey to China?
Oh, there will be many adventures, many dangers, and many hardships, but... Well, mayhap I will be transported to paradise again.
You will miss me on the journey, Benno.
Oh, sadly, Master Marco.
I will come with you to China, Benno.
You have changed your mind?
I have been a fool. I go now to tell my father that I have changed my mind.
Oh, Master Marco, I am overjoyed. And you will bring great happiness to your father's heart.
I have already caused him great sadness, but I will make atonement. I will make that atonement gladly.
Enter. Oh, it is you, Marco.
Yes, Father.
I'm going to Rome in the morning. I will leave early.
Benno said that you were going to seek audience with the Pope.
Benno spoke the truth. As I'm leaving early, I desire to retire now. I will speak with you before I go.
I desire to speak with you now.
I have nothing to say to you, Marco. You are unworthy of the name of Polo.
Father, I'm coming to China with you.
What words are these?
My name is Marco Polo. I come of a family of adventurers, courageous traders. It is my duty to go with you to China.
What of the lady of your heart? What of her?
Tomorrow she weds Antonio Muretti.
So? You have been disappointed in love, my son. And now you would pose as a hero. Marco, you are not a man. You cannot make sacrifices. You are a sad disappointment to me. Your uncle and I will make this historic journey to China. We will be the first white men to penetrate that great land, to make obeisance to the Kublai Khan. You will remain here in safety and security.
Oh, no, Father, do not punish me thus. You need a strong young man to help you. Did I not help you before?
That is my decision, Marco. We want no cowards on this trip.
You shall not say that I am a coward. Did I not prove my bravery?
Did you not also prove your selfishness? I say that you are not coming on this journey.
Oh, Father, will you not change your mind?
I will not. Your Uncle Maffeo and I are ready to face any dangers, to make any sacrifices, so that we may contribute to the greatness of Venice. You wish to come with us to avoid a broken heart, to hide your disappointment that Giuliana will not wed you.
That is not true.
I think it is the truth. Go, my son. I have nothing more to say to you.
Poor Father.
I can only ask your forgiveness.
You have my forgiveness. I bid you good night.
May we speak further on this matter when you return from Rome?
I cannot alter my decision.
Apollo commenced on his journey to Rome. On arrival there, he was granted an audience with the Pope. The Holy Father was delighted to receive messages from the Khan of Persia, and he bade Niccolo Polo to attempt to spread the gospel of Christianity throughout the land of China. He gave him gifts and messages for the great Kublai Khan. Then eventually, Niccolo Polo returned to Venice, and preparations were made for the great journey to China. Goods were selected for trading purposes. Piles of precious materials were packed. Maps were studied, and soon all was in readiness. On the night before he left, Niccolo Polo attended a great banquet given in his honor by the Doge of Venice. All the notables of Venice were invited to attend this banquet, and amongst them was Marco Polo. The young man sat at the foot of the table, gloomy, moody. Ashamed and disappointed. The Doge proposed a toast to Niccolo and Maffeo. And after the toast was spoken, Maffeo Polo rose to make his response.
Silence, gentlemen all. Silence for Master Maffeo Polo.
Most excellent and noble Doge, and gentlemen of our fair Republic of Venice, I rise to thank you for the kind words which you have said. As you know, my brother and I have dedicated our lives to the service of Venice. We start tomorrow on our long and perilous journey through the great land of China. God grant that we will return, and I know that the name of Polo will never be forgotten as long as Venice is Venice.
Benno, to me.
Lord Master?
Yes.
I was standing behind your chair.
Before my father speaks, ask silence for me. I would wish the travelers farewell.
Oh, but your father is the next to speak. You have no right to speak, Master Marco.
Obey
your orders, man.
Quick, call for silence for me.
Crave silence for Master Marco Polo.
Marco, it is your father's right to speak.
Marco, be seated.
I will be heard. Most excellent Doge, gentlemen of Venice, I thank you for what you have said of my father and my uncle. They leave tomorrow on a long and perilous journey. I have been on one journey with them. I know the perils they have to face, but I did not go freely on that journey. I was forced to go. I was a craven, selfish, idle man, and because of my cowardice, because of my selfishness, I am deprived from going on this great journey to China, a land which no white man has ever penetrated. My uncle and my father go to face danger. They leave me to guard over their interests. I would have you know that I'm a disgrace to the name of Polo. It is my punishment that I must remain at home while these men go to face danger. I pray that God will watch over them, that they will return safely, and that if ever they are in need of aid, they will find some way to send me a message to go to their aid, to make atonement. That is all Marco Polo has to say.
Pray silence for Master Niccolo Polo.
Most excellent Doge, gentlemen of Venice, you have found in your heart to say words of peace. For those words, I thank you. You have wished us well on this long and perilous journey. For those wishes, I thank you. As my brother has told you, our lives are dedicated to making Venice the greatest nation the world has ever known, to bringing riches to the coffers of the people of Venice, to hoist the flag of the Republic in far-flung lands. I am proud of what I've already done. This shall be my greatest pastor. And my brother and I look forward to making obeisance to the great Kublai Khan of China. Mayhap we will not return. You will know that we have sought to do our duty. The Holy Father has blessed me and given me several messages for the great Khan. these messages will be delivered. May God bless our republic, and may the name of Polo be forever honored. Gentlemen, I do not resume my speech, because I have something further to say. You have heard a brief speech from my son, Marco. You have heard of his shame, and he was bold enough, brave enough, and courageous enough to admit his sin. By that admission, he has made atonement. And I shall now permit Marco Polo to sail with us for China on the morrow.
There was great rejoicing throughout Venice the next day, and the Doge and the councillors bade farewell to the three men. The Doge and the councillors were on a gaily colored barge, and they cheered and sang as Niccolo Polo's vessel started on her journey. Marco Polo stood with his father and his uncle at the bow of the vessel, waving goodbye to their friends and looking forward with light hearts to the great task that lay before them. The vessel made good speed to the port of Beirut. Then bearers were engaged, and the little party started their journey overland to Yasti, the capital of Persia. This time, the journey was made without any untoward events, and eventually they arrived at the gates of the Persian capital. Here they were given a great reception. Splendidly attired soldiers greeted them and accompanied them to the palace of the Khan. They were led into the great throne room where the Khan was waiting to receive them.
So you men from the West have kept your promise. I give you greeting. I extend the hand of friendship to you.
I thank you, mighty Khan. We have returned to carry out our promise. We bring gifts to you from His Holiness the Pope.
My greeting to the Holy Father.
It is earnest wish to your people.
We will not speak of that matter. You will be housed here in my palace, given every comfort, every attention, every luxury.
I thank you for your hospitality. My companions will now give you greetings.
Greetings, mighty Khan. We are happy to be at your court.
I am happy to have you.
Greetings, mighty Khan. We have lived to enjoy your hospitality, but soon we will leave to carry out our great intention of being the first white men to enter China.
That is madness. It has been sworn by my brother, the great Kublai Khan, that no white man shall ever enter China.